The rental housing market is very hit or miss here. It's really inconsistent.
Oh, yeah. You could get, like, kicked out tomorrow. I mean, the landlord rights in this town are pretty insane compared to other places. But here, I've known lots of people who are, like, out on the street within a week and,
right,
you know, water being shut off and those sorts of issues.
Right. And you might be in a rental that's, like, two bedrooms for $1,200, and you know what a great deal you have,
mm-hmm,
and that house gets sold.
Yeah.
And your next option is $2,400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tough to just have it double like that.
Right. Or not doable.
Right. And I also think the reality is, like, this community really is very diverse, and I think there's something to be said for keeping it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the primary purpose in my mind of the affordable housing program. Nobody wants to live in a place where it's all second homeowners or all rich people. Like, that's not interesting. I don't even think really rich people or really rich second homeowners want that.
Well, right. They wouldn't have anywhere to eat. And their kids, and
right,
nobody would serve them at the hospital, and their,
right,
kids wouldn't be able to get taught at school.
Right. Let me ask you a question, because this came up in New York as neighborhoods became more and more expensive. There was this concern of generational continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you see as you're raising your kids, you know, whether they would be able to come back and live here? Does that even, like, cross your mind, or are you,
yeah,
just thinking, like...
My oldest is 8 and a half, and we have the conversation. I'm like, do you think you're going to want to live in Jackson when you're older? You know, and he's like, well, he actually said this the other day. He's like, well, it's really expensive to live here.
Did he
so
really?
I'm probably going to have to get a van and maybe find a place to park it.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. I mean, talking about, like, kids and affordable housing, like, my son came home the other day and asked me to help find his friend a place to live. You know, he said...
Oh.
My friend's mom doesn't speak English, and, like, they're getting kicked out of their house because their condo is selling, and I'm not sure they're going to be able to find a new place. And I'm really sad because he's such a good friend, and I don't think he's going to live here anymore.
Oh.
And so we, you know, I helped him, like, we actually went on some of the websites and printed out, like, the Spanish materials. And I was like, how about you just give these to your friend? And he was super grateful, but these things aren't just affecting the adults in our world. I mean, it's definitely affecting our kids and what's happening with them. And my heart breaks for those guys to, like, to be 8 and to have to be thinking about housing like that is a pretty sad state of affairs.